So tell me the story.
So once upon a time, there was this guy. He was out hiking in the Appalachian Mountains. He it was a trail pretty familiar to him. And because of his familiarity, he kind of got into a bit of like a trance, just walking through all the same trees. He just kept going and going before he realized that he was in an area that was completely unfamiliar to him. And when he realized that, he tried to, get out, get back to the familiar trailheads he knew. But try as he might, he couldn't. He just found himself kind of lost in this sort of maze of trees. Around that time, he noticed that it was getting dark, and he figured since he probably wasn't going to be able to get home that night, he should try and find some sort of shelter for the evening. So he walks and walks and walks a little more. And it gets completely dark, and he has no idea what he's doing. And then he finds this cabin. So he goes, and the lights are on in the cabin. And so he goes and he knocks on the door and waits for a response, and he doesn't get one. So then he, tries the door handle, and it opens. So he walks inside and asks if anyone's there, and nobody's there. So he grabs a pen and a piece of paper that they have sitting on a desk in the living room, and he writes a note saying, "Hello, I'm a hiker. I got lost for the night. I decided to spend a brief night in your cabin. Hope it's not inconvenient if you lose some money there." And he turns on a little like stove lamp or oil burning lamp there. Kind of casts this room in this weird pall, and he looks, and the walls are just covered in these pictures. Like there's no other decoration other than these pictures. And he looks at them, they're like photographs, and they're all a little normal and a little not, because they're all just very tight close-ups of human faces, and they're all just staring directly out of the frame. And he thinks it's a little weird. They're all in the kitchen, they're all in the living room, they're all in the bedroom, but he doesn't really mind. It's just, he feels like, eyes are looking at him when he tries to fall asleep. So then he wakes up the next morning and to the sunlight, and he looks around and he realizes that the pictures on the walls weren't pictures at all. They were windows.
And what is the title of the story?
I don't know.
Okay, and who'd you hear it from again?
I heard it from my friend Jeff.
Okay.
I think he heard it from the Boy Scouts.
Thank you for telling me that story.
You're welcome.